SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Diet. A man has died in an alleged road rage incident in Sydney's western suburbs. Initial reports suggest the 27-year-old man was struck by a ute in Blackett just before 9 a.m. this morning. He died at the scene. Hundreds of people have died from heat-related distress during this year's Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia. One list circulating online suggests there are at least 550 casualties. Australia will provide an additional $2 million to support landslide recovery efforts in Papua New Guinea. The Australian government has already provided $2.5 million in humanitarian assistance following the massive landslide that killed an estimated 2,000 people in May, with the additional funding to support health and education services. A delegation of Australian ministers is also travelling to Enga province to visit the site of the disaster. Remote communities in far north Queensland will soon get help to pay for food by receiving a 20% discount on groceries. It will come in the form of a 15% increase to the Remote Communities Freight Assistance Scheme. With the discount on essential goods such as milk, bread, and fresh produce rising from 5.2% to 20%. About 32 retailers across the Cape York, Torres Strait, and Gulf regions have signed up to participate in the scheme. Premier Stephen Miles says the change will help with cost of living pressures.
This is all about addressing what Queenslanders have said to me, which is their number one concern right now is how much it costs to pay for the basics. And we want to support these remote communities so that they can put fresh food on the table for their families.
A new survey has found shoppers in Tasmania and the Northern Territory are paying the most on their weekly grocery bill. Research from consumer group Choice found that out of the major supermarkets, Aldi had the lowest prices for a basket of average goods. The report said the lack of Aldi stores in Tasmania and the Northern Territory contributed to higher average grocery prices in those jurisdictions. Shoppers in Tasmania paid $68.90 on average for 14 common household items, while those in the Northern Territory paid $68.82. Customers in the other jurisdictions paid on average between $62 and $64 for the same items. I'm Greg Diet, and that's SBS News in Easy English.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something. and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.